Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Your calls are coming in with the stories that you're following in the news that may not be in the headlines. You pick it, 212-433-WNYC. If you think it's important but not breaking through, call us. If you think it's just unusual and interesting, call us. I'll start with a couple while your calls are coming in. 212-433-9692. A couple that I clipped for this. Who needs government censorship when you have voluntary submission for approval by the news media to the FBI? The Washington Post reported the other day, anybody see this? That the radio legend Paul Harvey, you know, the storyteller and commentator, was so close with FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover back in the day that Harvey submitted advanced copies of his radio scripts for comment and approval. Harvey died last year at age 90, and this has now surfaced. The news was released in 1,400 pages of FBI files that were recently made public.
Today, together, you and I are going to learn the rest of the story.
Page two, maybe you heard that the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, got into some hot water after a White House meeting a few months ago for calling liberals effing retarded. Well, yesterday, Emanuel apologized. He apologized to the head of the Special Olympics, which is fine as far as it goes. Derogatory use of the R word is definitely insulting to people with disabilities. But there is no indication from the press reports I've seen that Emanuel also apologized to liberals for calling them that. Thought you'd find those items a little interesting. Okay, now to your calls. You be the editor. You set the agenda. But it's headline length. It's a call-in on anything you're following in the news that is not in the top headlines. You pick it if you think it's important, but it's not breaking through, or if you think it's just unusual and interesting, call us, 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are full at the moment, 433-9692. But we'll go through people quickly here. Allie in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Allie, what story are you looking at?
I'm looking at brand new subway cars since the summertime, two and three times a week. They're going across West Kingsridge Road and heading down University Avenue. I hear they're going to the 207th Street shop, and a bus driver told me they come across the George Washington Bridge.
You mean new subway cars, but they're not in use?
No, brand new. Spanking new, and then New York City Transit, PATH trains, even New Jersey Transit. Brand new subway car since the summertime, two and three times a week, one or two go by my window.
All right, Allie. And what?
Going over the George Washington Bridge. They need a police car with them, it seems, to stop the traffic.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll look into those new subway cars and what they are. Sally in Soho. Hi, what are you looking at?
The warehousing of apartments and storefronts. Especially happening in the village right now. Little restaurants that people love a lot, and the landlord closes it, sends the tenant out, and then refuses to rent it to anybody else.
Sally, thank you for pointing it out. Betty in Woodmere, you're on WNYC. Hi, Betty.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to know how come nothing is being paid attention to the fact that many of our congressmen have public health care. And
well, they all have public health care because they're government
so
employees.
Okay, so they all have it. And how come some of these people are voting against public health care for the rest of us?
Betty, thank you very much. Cyril in Morris Plains, what story are you following that other people may not have heard about?
Yes, I'm following the news about terror and Al-Qaeda, the threat from Al-Qaeda. I want to alert you, sir, that it's not a mean thing that Al-Qaeda, they mean everything they say. And when these things come out, we should sit down and think more and then be smarter than they. They talked about women. I also want to sensitize you that Al-Qaeda may use babies and buy over the mothers or whoever the caregivers and plant bomb in their underwear thinking that they will confuse the security setup that they are babies. Those babies should be strapped naked, regardless of whatever privacy. We are building too much towards right instead of doing what is correct. Those babies should be stripped openly and then find out what is inside them.
Cyril, I'm going to leave it there and move on. We thank you very much. So we've heard things so far about warehousing that maybe we didn't know, of both business spaces and apartment spaces in the village, some new subway trains sneaking into New York City. Interesting to find out what that's about, some of what Cyril thinks Al-Qaeda may be up to. How about Jay in Croton? What are you watching?
Hey, I want to talk about hydraulic fracture gas drilling in upstate New York that has the potential to interrupt safe drinking water for up to 9 million New Yorkers.
And didn't the city, though, get a moratorium on that for the areas around the New York City reservoirs? Isn't that now stopped, at least for the time being?
Well, the DEC's environmental impact statement hasn't adjusted environmental impact statement hasn't been released yet, and the governor is not willing to sign off on that until that impact statement comes out.
Jay, thank you very much. Sam in Manhattan, what news story are you watching that people may not know about?
The war on drugs should be coupled to homeland security. The huge presence of drugs on our streets is an indication that unwanted substances can make it to the streets of our country, which means perhaps that the same conduits which bring drugs into the country could bring explosives into the country. So we really don't have, so that means we have large pores in our membrane that actually compromise our homeland security.
What's the solution?
To plug up those holes, to be serious about stopping drugs from coming in. Only then will we know that, in fact, we are keeping unwanted substances, drugs or bombs, explosives, out of the country.
Sam, some people are proposing now legalizing marijuana in the United States, partly so it can be grown here and doesn't have to be smuggled in along those routes.
I'm not getting it right. Right. That's why I say this is actually a kind of blessing in disguise that is still illegal, because it's actually a kind of test gas of the system to see where the leaks are. Right.
Uh-huh.
After it becomes legalized, then we won't have an indicator to use as to the permeability, the porosity of our borders.
Interesting. Thank you. I'm going to leave it there. Heather in Port Washington, what news story are you watching?
Yeah, I just caught a recent documentary, Future of Food, and I was really disturbed by the presence of genetically engineered fruits and vegetables in our stores without any labeling or discussion. I'd like to know what I'm eating.
Thank you. Phil in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. What news story are you watching?
Well, I guess the story I'm not seeing is one I see in the scientific press, but not in the general media, and that's that's much of the recession is due to running out of cheap oil and other ways that the Earth is simply being less and less responsive to our efforts to use it more and more. It's called diminishing returns, and it's a key to understanding how many civilizations in the past simply vanished, the Romans among them, the Mayans, etc. And that's something we should learn how to talk about. I call it the physical world problem, that using up something more and more, faster and faster, runs into difficulty.
Thank you. Dave in Yonkers, what are you watching?
They're giving out food coupons to women only in Haiti. Talk about extreme sex discrimination.
Right. They found that men were rioting around the food distribution points and that women would take it peacefully.
Okay, so you're saying only men were rioting and all men are incapable of food, so they should be denied food coupons.
Thank you. Well, I think they're count whether it works or not remains to be seen, but I guess they're counting on the women to try to distribute the food to people in their families of both genders in a more orderly fashion. It is a very interesting story and one that maybe we should look into a little bit more, distributing food on a gender preference basis. But thanks to all of you who called with some of the stories that you're watching in the news that may not be breaking through in most of the media. You can continue to post them to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett, and Alan Smith produced this program, and we had intern help today from Rachel Senator. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan, who as of sunup this morning is the proud mother of a daughter named Maisie. Congratulations, Megan, Steve, and Maisie. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer. Amazing.